The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yes, it is Figgy's Mixtape on Interlude Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Wednesday. Happy Wednesday to everyone out there. And technically, is it technically a Tuesday? Because ain't nobody talking today, right?
Yeah, no, it is a Texans Tuesday.
Is it a Tuesday?
Technically, a Wednesday feels like a Tuesday.
Yeah.
What? On the calendar, it is actually Wednesday.
It's technically Wednesday.
November 13th.
But in this football town
it is a football Tuesday.
Yes.
So the Texans have the day off. They will not practice. They'll get back to practicing tomorrow.
Yeah, so happy football Tuesday.
If your head doesn't hurt yet,
yeah.
Probably will soon.
Yeah, but speaking of that, I felt like we was about to argue a little bit, and I want to talk about some social media arguments.
We were arguing earlier about it, irregardless.
Yeah, you know what? You know the first thing that comes to my mind when I'm losing an argument?
What's that?
All caps.
Let me type in
all caps.
Oh, God.
To let you know how right I am.
Yeah. Or just yelling. Sometimes you just yell. You get loud. Let me talk over you, even if you can't. So, like, you know what I mean, what I'm saying.
Yeah, so I kind of wanted to go through this little list of things that people do when they know they losing an argument on Twitter.
Oh, okay.
Or social media.
Mm-hmm.
So the first one on the list is switching to all caps.
Of course.
So I'm a double tap that capital button on the phone or whatever. And I'm going all in, all caps, to let you know,
That's a sure sign. Absolutely.
What about this one? Replies with a meme. So let me just throw a meme in there and just kind of throw you off a little bit.
Sometimes it's a message,
I kind of disagree with this
one. Sometimes, yeah, I don't know about that one.
Yeah, because sometimes I throw in a little gif or a meme where I'm just like, I'm not arguing with you, man. Mm-hmm. Like, you sound a little silly. You're not worth the paragraph.
Yeah, the meme, it feels like the spiritual equivalent of, you got it, man.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. What about this one? All of a sudden, you turn into a teacher. You start trying to correct my grammar.
Well, yeah. Non sequiturs. Yeah, brother.
That clearly doesn't apply to me because I do it all the time.
Yeah.
But there are people like, it's your, not your.
Yeah, and I'm like, it's just like, okay, you, okay, okay, you
dude is typing on his phone, you know, while he's driving or whatever. Don't do that. And
sometimes you could be in the
autocorrect, you know, and all of a sudden you turn into like,
turn into the grammar police.
Sometimes that could just be similar to what you were talking about earlier. Just I'm not engaging with this. It's fine.
Or what about this one? The person that all of a sudden don't have time for this after about 15, 16, 17 responses back and forth. Oh, I have a life. I got stuff to do. I don't have time to go back and forth with you.
This is an interesting one to me. because you're right. If you're going to engage 15 text
you're going back and forth. You going
but sometimes after 15, you kind of go like, what am I doing? You know, like, what am I doing?
No,
like,
my thing,
post-tweet clarity.
Yeah.
No, my thing is, oh, I have stuff to do. Oh, really? Oh, now you got
now
stuff
you got
to
stuff
do.
To do.
I got work to do.
But
I
what I'm saying is sometimes you really realize, I ain't got time for this, you know?
Yeah.
Whatever.
What about this one? Do your research. The person that say, oh, do your research.
You research.
Okay, let me research what I'm what you talking about now.
That's a pet peeve of mine in so many different ways. Because, like, do your research.
Yeah.
Where? On TV? On Twitter?
Nah,
like, research is actually like research of a topic, like studying it and not what somebody else says.
Sometimes,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like oh, yeah, well, I heard so-and-so say, that's not research.
Yeah, sometimes that's a cover-up for them not having any sources or no facts or anything like that.
Well, when they just said on blah, blah, blah that this is true. Well,
sometimes
still not research.
Yeah, sometimes they throw stuff out there.
Yeah.
And when you question them on it,
right.
Oh, do your research. Oh, no, why do I got to research it? You tell me why is this? Like, where did this come from? You tell me, buddy.
Yeah. Ooh, buddy, that's a good one.
Yeah,
that's part of the list.
Yeah, yeah. What about this one? Bringing other people into the argument. Tagging other people.
Oh, yeah, man. That one gets a little tough.
That happens all the time with, honestly, all of us sometimes. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people be going in and then they tag Sports Radio 610 for some reason.
Yeah, I'm just sitting here.
And now you're thrown into the argument.
Yeah.
And you like, what are y'all arguing about? Are y'all finished or y'all done?
I like that you're talking about this social media-wise because I just keep thinking about this in person. And I don't know if it's like, is this an indicator that you lose an argument where you're just like, nah, look, Figgy, tell him.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Is that? Okay.
Kind of. Yeah.
Nah, Figgy, he's just not listening to me. You tell him.
Yeah.
No, or sometimes they try to get loud. They get louder than you.
Saying, yeah,
I mean, like, but bro, you loud and wrong.
That loud, the loud is absolutely
like. Now, when I hear someone,
the loud
say,
is the one.
Like, let's say you're arguing with someone, and then they say, "Reggie, hey, I'm out of this.
My name's Ben.
I'm out of this.
It's not about me.
Yeah. So, hey, no, Figgy, look at, come here, Figgy. And like, don't bring me in. I'm not side with none of y'all.
Yeah.
So I feel like the number two seat is getting loud, and I feel like the number one seat is some of the ones that have come in on the text line, and I haven't heard it on the list now yet. I feel like if you have it, personal attacks.
Yeah. What about this one? Just a simple little LOL or SMH.
Yeah.
If you ain't got no response.
That's kind of like, I'm out.
Yeah, I kind of get that often, especially when you telling somebody like, no, these are the facts right here.
Yeah.
This is exactly what happened. And they just respond with SMH or LOL. Like, that's all you got?
Right.
It's over now?
We are done engaging, huh? It's done?
Yeah. What about the person that just sent a long, lengthy reply?
Oh, no, they're here.
Oh,
they're
Patrick
here
Creighton?
Why? What? Wait, where did that come from?
Yeah.
Have you seen Patrick's tweets?
Well, yeah, he does go in depth.
I counted them one day. 800 words, wasn't it?
Oh, man, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my man wrote a little
You could have put a piece on sportsradio610.com with that.
Thorough. That's all that is, thorough.
It was one time somebody, I think I disagreed with somebody on something. And I guess the person didn't have time to do, reply in that moment. And this dude replied, said, oh, I'm going to get back to you later on.
Oh, great.
I'm like, later on?
He went to go do his research.
I'll be waiting for that.
No, I don't know what he was doing.
That's what he was doing.
He went to the lab. About to go do some research.
The brother came back with a lengthy paragraph.
He promised.
I'm like, dog, it's over, man.
He went to the library.
Oh, yeah. Now you got a time limit on the argument?
Yeah, like, I'm done with it, man. Like, I moved past it.
Yeah.
Like, nah, if we going to argue, we going to argue now. Don't try to hit pause on the video game.
If they come back. Now, I'm not gonna be mad later.
Yeah, like it's over. It's over, bro. You missed your time, man.
That's funny.
Because I had time at that time.
That's right.
Now I ain't got time. It's over with.
Yeah.
What about the person that completely changes the argument of what y'all are arguing about?
That's high up.
So you could be sitting here talking about the offense, how Bobby, it's not Bobby Slowitz's problem, or he ain't the one doing it wrong. Mm-hmm. Blah, 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 blah. And then you try to defend that a little bit, and now it's like, oh well. The Texans offense ain't never been that good since they came back.
Oh, yeah, it turns
in 2002.
Into.
It's like, that wasn't an argument, man. Like, what you talking about? Like, you changing the whole
thing. I've decided I think that's the number one. That's changing the topic. That's the number one. You change the topic, and I know. All right, we done here.
Yeah, cool.
It's just like we talking about Bobby Slowick. We talk about the offense in 2024, and I'm telling you, it's not that bad. And now you want to say, oh, their offense never been that good since 2002. It's just like, wait a minute,
2002.
I'm like, we ain't talking about that.
It sounds like Figgy been doing some arguing.
Bobby Slowick was in high school, middle school.
Hey, no, this is my favorite one. How many championships they won?
Oh, yeah.
It's just like, all right, come on, man. Yeah. Like, all right, buddy.
From the 281, when you hit them with facts and they go, "I'm not reading all that," but sometimes you don't really want to read all that though.
Yeah.
I will say, you know what I realized? I'm just not one for arguing because so many of these, I'm just
sometimes I had time where I'll go back and forth where I'll be like, wait a minute. But once you start getting personal and once you start calling me an idiot or whatever, that's when I'm like, all right, buddy, like, you ain't built for this. So I'm going to end this one with this. Agree to disagree.
Oh, don't
so
say
all
that.
This stuff. Yep. That agree to disagree,
it's
or
just check those seats.
Whatever.
That's whatever. It's another button pusher for me.
Yeah. Agree to disagree.
No. How can we agree if we're disagreeing?
Yeah. No. You know what?
You're still dumb.
Wow. Whoa. There's the name calling. There it is.
No, that's factual on some of these. No, he's actually dumb.
Yeah. Or what about somebody, this is the one that really pisses me off, when somebody throw out a egregious take and then you call them out on it and that's just my opinion.
There
we go. That's a top three pick.
It's like, man, like, your opinions can be dumb too.
Opinions can be wrong.
Exactly. Like, don't get mad when you throw out an opinion out there and people don't like it.
Just my opinion.
Like, come on, man. Like, I think, I think it's fair to criticize people's opinions, man.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Your opinion is not factually correct and it's not it's not sacred.
Like, we ain't sitting here talking about, is an orange better than an apple?
Mm-hmm.
Nah, like, if you're going to sit there and say Michael Jordan is overrated, you deserve to get called out on that. Don't sit there high behind.
Just my opinion.
Agree to disagree or just my opinion.
You know, the best one of all of them from the 713 on the 5-Hour Energy fan line. It is what it is.
Oh, God.
You know?
That's the best one right
it
there.
It is what it is, man.
Worst one.
You know,
great way to defuse an argument, particularly with John Lopez. You know what, John? It just is what it is.
It is what it is.
Yeah, went through all of these, but you know what? It is what it is.
It is what it is.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Another one I can't stand, by the way, and this probably could be a transition to this next topic, is rent free. I'm just rent free in your head.
Oh, man.
Yep. Oh, yep. Just living rent free. Mm-hmm. Are you triggered?
God.
So I want to get to this because I seen what did I say? Oh, I see a lot of people use these buzzwords. And they kind of irritate me a little bit, man.
Okay.
So I want to go through some words that people just use all the time that's a little cheesy.
Get a little irritating?
Yeah, it's just like, all right. The first one, and my wife used this a lot during the home buying process, but adulting.
Adulting?
We're adulting.
Yeah.
That one, like, that one is just a little.
The vast majority of these actually start out with, that's kind of cool. You know, that's a good way to put it. You know, something like that. It just gets overused.
Yeah.
Adulting is so overused.
Yeah, whenever I hear it, I just kind of roll my eyes a little bit. Oh, we just bought a car. We're adulting.
Yeah.
It's just like, man.
That one just got, it got overused. It's like, all right. That's enough.
Yeah.
This one is another one because I'm kind of in this field too with my social media, but influencer.
See, that
every time somebody say influencer, I just kind of roll my eyes a little bit, just like, all right.
But that is what they're paying you for. It's for the influence that you have.
Yeah, no, that's cool. I try to use another term instead of influencer because I know some people like myself roll your eyes at it.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of like when I was doing music. And whenever somebody say, oh, I'm an artist or, oh, I'm a rapper, it just be like, all right, man. Like,
see, it's either one extreme or the other with me. Like, because some influencers make hundreds of millions, forget millions, hundreds of millions of dollars, right?
They actually have real influence.
Yeah. And some influencers who aren't maybe even that lucrative, but they're very much an influencer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm totally down with it. Like, Figgy, you're an influencer. You know, you do influence a lot of people because of your platform and what you do here and all that. But a lot of times when I hear someone says, I'm an influencer, I think to myself, I've seen your followers. That's just a fancy way of saying I ain't got a job.
Wow.
Yeah. And see, that's why I tell people I do a lot of social media stuff. But I actually have a job. Like, I'm a producer here at Sports Radio 610.
You damn right you are.
Yeah. So, you know, I never use, oh, I'm an influencer.
Exactly.
I say I work for Sports Radio 610, and I do a lot of social media stuff. But to me, this word is kind of like when people, I know this kind of tick you off a little bit, Lopez, but the girls on Instagram say I'm a model.
Oh, God.
I'm an Instagram model.
Oh, I could do a whole segment on that.
Yeah.
They call themselves an Instagram model. Basically, they're hot and they post a lot of pictures.
But they modeling stuff.
Who's hiring them?
They're self-employed.
Hey, I rock with the Instagram models.
You're not
me too, bro.
No. I do.
I am a big fan. But
he's like, I follow many.
I am a big fan. But you're not a model unless someone hires you to model. Even if that's on social media, you are hired to model. Well, I'm an Instagram model. Well, you don't self-proclaim that crap.
All right, here's another one. I'm going to run through these. Self-care.
Yeah, like, self-care.
Is that getting overused?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And self-care, it's been used to a point where it don't mean nothing.
Yeah, it's just an excuse.
It's just like, I don't feel like doing things, so self-care.
Yeah.
Right? Self-care day for me.
Yeah, we've gotten to a place where it's definitely moved very far away from
self-care day.
The mental care aspect of
I'm
it.
I'm just taking the day off.
A mental health day.
I don't feel like...
I'm not mocking it, but I'm kind of mocking it.
I will say that for myself as well, right? Yeah. Like I will, hey man, we just gonna do a little self-care today, which is just I am neglecting my responsibilities
today.
Which is very different than where self-care originated and what it's supposed to mean.
Yeah.
This one, I low-key use this a lot. Low-key.
Low-key?
Low-key.
You do. It has to be in the right context and it's cool, right?
Yeah, it's become a filler. Yeah. It's become a little bit of a filler word, as opposed to just what it really originally means. But sometimes that happens, man. It does happen that something is used enough where it just becomes kind of a tick.
Yeah.
Instead of just meaning what it's supposed to mean.
Yeah, this one, I think people be a little dramatic when they use this term, but ghosting.
I'm kind of cool with that. I think it's accurate description. Like when people say, you know, Figgy ghosted me, I think you understand exactly what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
To me, I feel like it's a little over the top.
Maybe,
though,
but I think it's accurate.
Because ghosting is saying like, oh, I showed up all the way over here and he never showed up. Sometimes it could be like a, hey, you know. Mm-hmm.
Being ignored or whatever.
Yeah. Like, I ain't get to you in time. So that don't mean I ain't ghost you.
Yeah.
Like, especially in like text messaging. Here's another one. Living my best life.
Yeah.
Living my best life.
It's the Instagram model saying that.
Hey man, sometimes you just gotta lie to yourself though. You know?
Yeah.
Sometimes you need a little self-deception. Mm-hmm. A little self-care, if you will.
Yeah. Couple more. Trigger. We talked about Trigger. Yeah. This one I never heard of. Main character energy.
Definitely heard that before.
I don't think I have.
Yeah, I never heard nobody say that in real life.
Main character energy.
Yeah, man, if you just kinda like real self-involved. You just constantly.
I'm good with it. I just never really heard it.
Yeah. Now I'm about to hear it all the time.
Yeah.
FOMO. That one, I feel like a lot of people use that. Mm-hmm. I feel it's a little corny to me. This one is giving.
What does that mean?
That I don't even know how to do that. Explain that in a very.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
It's giving?
Yeah. I guess. It
originates in kind of like the queer spaces as well, I think. And it's just how, you know, you have popular culture then kind of follows these kind of, I guess, more fringe cultures for a little bit. And then it becomes real popular and then it's overused.
That's still don't know.
It's like,
don't worry about it. I don't want to explain it to you at the very slim risk that you start using it and make my life very uncomfortable.
Yeah. It's silly. Sorry, not sorry.
Trite, overused.
Yeah.
Trite is really the word for a lot of these things.
Yeah.
A lot of these things end up being trite.
Yeah, the last couple one, vibes.
Sounds kind of like the ghosting. Sometimes it's fine.
It depends. But some people, whatever they do, they could just walk down the street. Ooh, the vibes.
Yeah, no, that's too much.
What's his name? Brevin Jordan used that a lot. Mm-hmm. Where I'm just like, all right, brother.
I enjoy those moments, though, I will say. The moments that remind you that, oh, yeah, these big brawny men playing the car crash sport. They're all very young.
Yeah.
They're all very young, right? Yeah. Like, so many of the people that are watching them are much older than these people out here all playing.
Yeah.
Where they were very, very recently in school. Like, that is, I love those moments where you just, like, you start talking to them, hey, man, you know the vibes.
He's a kid. Like,
oh, yeah, that's right. You are effectively a child, even though I want to make sure I keep the autonomy of an adult within that.
That might be Brevin Jordan's favorite word, man. Every time I end up around him, he's like, yeah, the vibes. It's all about the vibes.
Oh, God.
The vibes. Yeah, the vibes. The last couple ones, no cap. I have no problem with no cap so far, man.
Mm-hmm. Cap got bad for a while, though. Cap did get.
Did it get commercialized? Once it get commercialized,
I don't think it got all the way commercialized.
I don't think so. It's not like the dab where it just got commercialized.
Yeah, it got very. It got to parent space where the olds were trying to do it.
Yeah.
And I say that lovingly because I feel like I've very much transitioned out of the youngs. I don't know if I'm fully into the olds, but there's some space in between that I exist in. But yes, the olds were trying to do the, hey, man, that's cap. And it's like, I don't like that.
Yeah, the last one right here is clout.
Yeah.
Is that being overused?
That we're on the backside of the bell curve there.
Yeah.
I think clout has come back to more of a normal space.
Yeah.
Texture had a good one. I'm dead.
Yeah, I think that's a younger generation thing, too.
Yeah,
my niece say that a lot.
Yeah.
Every time I make a little joke, I'm dead. I'm like, it wasn't that damn funny.
That's right.
Okay, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. That is the mixtape, Figgy's mixtape, 120 p.m. every weekday right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, we get ready to hand off to the fellas of The Drive, Clint and Ron, in there preparing a good show for you. But before we get there, let's talk a little bit about Alex Bregman. How confident are you now? And some rumors on where Alex Bregman could land. We'll talk about it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.